Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. So anyway, I just finished my second job, and for those who don't know, I drive a school bus part-time in the country. And lately there's been a lot of talk about the high school kid that went into his high school and shot his classmates. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but it's real recent, and driving a school bus part-time, you can see the different levels of children. You can see where some, you know, are very advanced at a very young age. You can see some kids that are like their parents. You know, they're different. And I remember so much when my kids went to middle school, even elementary school, I tried to get them to fit in as much as I could in activities, and clothes wise. You know, they didn't have always name brand clothes, but I at least tried to get them to fit in as much as possible. My daughter was easy because, well, I hate to say it, she was beautiful. She had blonde hair, green eyes, fair complected. She was very quiet and very shy. And she's just one of those people you just want to stare in awe of. She was really popular, both with the boys and the girls. And my younger son, is my man child. If you've listened to any of my booze with him, he's a very deep thinker, very intellectual, and he's always been that way. He was nerdy when he was younger. He had glasses, braces, small, and he used to get picked on a lot. And I just got to the point where I had him in Cub Scouts, and I didn't push him. I didn't push him to go to the gifted program for school, which he did qualify for after taking the tests. And I let him decide because he said that those kids, you know, were weird. And I go, but you're one of those kids. He's like, yeah, but, you know, they're weird. And then when he turned 13, I had him go to my cousin's dojo and train for MMA fighting and SWAT tactical stuff and how to defend himself. My cousin, being a police officer, also taught SWAT tactical techniques. And so he taught my son that. And it builds confidence. And I feel bad for some of these kids who, you know, some of them are street smart because, you know, either their parents are single, they come from single family homes, or their parents are constantly working and they're running the street. They watch TV a lot, you know, so they pick up on things. Then you've got, it's hard to explain. I mean, you really have to see the kids in action when I watch in the rearview mirror, you know, in my mirror, and to see the behaviors. And I always try to be aware of children that I think are getting picked on, because we all have bad days, and I try to keep the noise at a minimum, you know, because who knows, somebody could be like a pit bull and just snap somebody's head off because they've got a headache. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It really is. And I feel for the families, but you figure kids would learn now with all this that goes on to stop picking on other kids, but they don't. And it's really sick to look at when you see it in action, and I've seen it. They're like animals. It's just very disturbing. Okay.